Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Speaking of fashion, yesterday, Ubusumuzi Kat Matlala made an appearance at the Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee. I'll be honest, I didn't watch it live. I was busy yesterday. But I just got sent pictures. My man was chained to the seat with a padlock, even.
In his bed?
Yeah. You know when you lock the gates, it's whooping heat.
Yeah.
Hectic, bro. Hey? Two padlocks by his ankles. Then the arms were also like kind of chained to the seat. I think they were thinking, "Uthi make it what?" You know? But he handled himself pretty well. He was mad cool. He was composed. Evidence leader seemed more flustered than he was. But I also noticed that he was wearing Burberry. Burberry shoes, Burberry shirt. And then some people started going on about, well, he looks charming. Others are saying he's good looking, etc. and so on. And I want to speak about this, right? The appearance of specifically just him. Whenever he goes to court, he's always wearing expensive clothes. They branded clothes, so that's how we know they're expensive. Do you think that makes him look less or more guilty?
That's the life he knows.
Yeah.
So I don't think he can wear anything else, because if he dresses down too much, that in itself becomes a talking point. A la Brown Mukhozi.
Yeah.
When he came in, everyone was like, "How did you not know we were going to court, or did you not know
that's
that
a gogi pajama?"
You know what I mean? So I think he understands the power of your appearance.
Yeah.
If you are there being accused of all these crimes, at least look presentable, so that whatever it is you put across, because we're like, "Oh, but he looks so presentable."
So tell me about the allure of criminality, right? So for example, people often speak of Edwin Sodi like this way as well. They say he's charming, he's good looking. Yeah. When he's appearing in court, people love, for example, you remember Narcos?
Mm-hmm.
Narcos was one of the series that made Netflix blow up.
Yeah.
Narcos, well, the first season anyway, was about Pablo Escobar, a notorious drug dealer who was also a murderer, a mass murderer.
Yeah.
But people related to him so much. What's that about?
I don't know. It's kind of weird, right? Specifically in our society. And it reminds me even of the likes of Thabo Bester,
yes,
and Nandipha Makutumana. I even remember a time when Tutuzane Zuma, Tutuzane Zuma, when he appeared in court. And, you know, people would go gaga over him. There was a time when the DA even sent their supporters there to protest. But they were just, you know, gobsmacked and rallying behind him, taking selfies. I don't know what's our fascination with, I would say, you know, alleged criminals, and just seeing them in, you know, in real life. So yeah, it's kind of weird.
Julia Joseph, yin in Sandim Gulugudu.
I get the psychology.
In general, but mostly women.
Power.
Really?
Yeah, it possesses, like, you ooze like power, you know? I'm not speaking for myself here, mm-hmm, right?
No. You said in general.
In general. I think it's that appearance that speaks more. You almost shift the focus away from the actual crime itself,
yeah,
and more on how you look. I'm going to be looking at you and focusing on you and not the actual details of the case or the matter. And that's how I think it's a psychological thing. There's something to it, because legally South African law doesn't dictate what you wear in court, and that's why convicted criminals also come dressed as they please, you know, because you can
in Uzi,
you know, because whatever you wear will kind of sway people's perception,
yeah,
and the not the jury, but you know what I mean, the judge,
yeah. Well, so this is why we could never have a jury system, actually, because you want Nina. You just be like, Sisa doesn't look guilty, guys.
Yeah,
you just see some booty. You know?
But to add on to what Julie is saying, there's elements to it, two elements. So there's the first one, which is more often than not, criminals come from a poor, poverty-stricken background. So I can relate from, you grew up like me, you were poverty-stricken, but you managed to get yourself out of this, even though it might not have been in the best way possible, but you managed to get out. Two, there's that you are living a life that a lot of us, given the chance, would love to live, because we feel like it doesn't need the example. But you managed to do it. So there's that allure of
the villain.
That villain who did something that a lot of us are not brave enough to do.
So a friend of mine, she's an accountant. Mm. She sent a text. She was joking. She sent me a text yesterday. She says, hey, 9 kids. I understand why you had to go to cry. Because this economy is tough for one kid. Imagine 9. Like, I understand why he had to resort to crime.
He says it as well. Like, nah, 9 kids. There we go.
Let us know what your thoughts are. Do you think Kat Matlala's appearance in court, the branded clothing, makes him look less guilty or more guilty in your eyes?
Sizwana, imali yamshintsha umuntu. Imali yamshintsha umuntu wesizwe. Ama-challenge angel lawa, mhlawumbe phela liwile ibhano izolo, kodwa ne-feeling-ke manje sekanjalo. So that's why it was easy namhlanje ukuthi babe creative, babe baqhamuke nazo zonke lezi zinto abaqhamuke nazo. Ayike siyababongela-ke kodwa.
Yeah, so 50 Cent's got a line. He says, if money doesn't change you, you just didn't make enough.
Not taking away the fact that Kat Matlala is a hardcore criminal, ruthless and all of that. But Haibo, no, he's a very, very handsome man. Like, about all the things that he's been accused of. So yes, his appearance does make it seem as if no, man, guys. Actually, I don't think he did it. Yes, he did it. We're just waiting for them to prove it. But unestunzi.
Handsome, Paul. This tune's I can understand, but handsome. Yo.
Sister Moniaga Kat Matlala. I mean, the guy, by just looking at him at first, ngaramazi. Ay, benibana look kwatanyana nje. But when he spoke yesterday, man, there was an aura. You know, there was some doubtfulness. I'm good, man. This guy's a family man, you know. 9 kids and 9 lives, if you know what I mean. Eh?
That is funny.
Yes, easy. Ukolango miti, all good boys go to heaven, but bad boys bring heaven to you. That's what the fascination is about, you know. At least it's not Uzi. Yes, bonus to tend him petegas. No mali to a deli. Hey, says a saff, I make a do.
Ute, it's end, it's all again. 360 million said he was just lucky to get it. He's a lucky Zambudi.
Hey, welcome. Human beings are attracted to a thrill. So that sensational thrill feeling, he is attracted to Bantu. Engathi they are official. Especially if you were not there or you did not witness that element of criminality by hands. And so you want to be part of it or you want to hear or see what actually did this person do it. Unlike for a person who witnessed Lomutlu Ayens, the feeling is totally different.
I'm judging myself for how I feel about the cat after yesterday's session. Little malqala nje ukukhuluma lichaze history yalo ngathi ayibo. Angazi nkosi yami how I feel about the cat. But ikati lesizwe lelana ngicela silihloniphe.
Nathi msola bo.
Sizwe yazi mozla ma Grootman lawa ashayi Span. Awomalume lawa iba driver ama BM, aba driver ama C-class. Who've never worked, but man is into. Everyone knows with those guys, they always dress up very well. They're always smelling good. But in what in any way, as general public, we tend to be amateur leaders, uptoti compared to amateur leaders, so muntu okelezile. Elokushini umuntu uthotsi spinning imoto yenzani uyi hero compared to umuntu ofundile. That's a fact.
So back in the day, in the movies, right, it was an unwritten rule that the villain must never win.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, the villain would always die or the villain would always go to jail.
Yes.
Then that rule seemingly has gone away now. The villain wins now.
Yeah.
Yabo?
Yeah.
So okay, even if you're looking at movies, Justin Jay is an example. I won't save of it. Crime pays. Crime pays.
They were shocked at the fact that Kat has the house that he has and he has the cars that he has. Then you know, there's this whole decampaigning BEE thing. And Kat ukichime strat. Uskichimile strat you were successful. So right now, mangbugela this ad hoc committee. I don't know, they're trying to discredit the strat and he ran it so successfully and well. I like him now.
Why does his strategy need to be decampaigned? It's illegal. It's just simple as that. There's no campaigning needed. It's illegal. You my dude.
Yes, easy. Kukho la ngoma ethi, all good boys go to heaven, but bad boys bring heaven to you. Mhlawumbe ke, that's what the fascination is about, you know. Hey, uthe drip drip ubhuti wabantu ngiyambona. At least it's not Uzi, Shem. Uyasibonisa ukuthi ithende imphethe kahle nemali yethu yentela. Hey, saze safa imigulukudu.
Ah, manje guys, I grew up in Tembisa mina. And to be honest, when I with degree, we don't look up to you as much as we look up to, you know, the guys that are hustling. You know, we know this guy is hustling. We know his hustle. Saz doing that. We look up to those people more than we look up to your ordinary degreed people. When a doctor, ufundile, we don't like that struggle. But yeah, so for me, he doesn't, like, I don't think the clothes really say much, because that's his lifestyle. It just goes to show us where he spent the money on, you know. So it shows us with the money like John G, that we spend the same. So to me, I take it that this guy did take the money, yes, but he put it to good use because he looks good in the clothes.
To be quite honest, in the world, Kora, he mentally sees a luxury, mostly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sizwe, you know what I think? But why is it that we find Gucci, our cats, we find them like, yeah, there's this attraction now, because they're clean. And it's in a school, it's giving them cool to see us in the Gucci Lavantavan Molil, Fagetel Molil, Ukogi Sporty, Stavgile, Nasevuswen in Iowa. Maybe there's a scar there that's looking unsightly. So zonke lezo zinto lezo, we associated with ubugebengu. It has to be bad. It has to look bad. It has to look a bit dirty. And cleanliness, and as they say, you sister cool about the cleanliness is next to godliness. So imagine umuntu clean, you don't see them, which they can actually do something bad, you know? So I think that's why when you see abantu clean and you don't really suspect which I law can really do something bad. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I think it's a norm for the criminals when they appear before the judge to look presentable. They always say at least look presentable in the eyes of public and the judge so that they don't see that criminal or suspect in you. So yeah, it is nothing new with Kat. We have seen it with even our Edwin Soli and the likes. Yeah, and they sounded very, very convincing, eh? But yeah. It's a liar, that guy. But it's unfortunate that I want to wait when they look at the person, but when instead of seeing a criminal that he is, you know? Yeah, and this for Abanda number 9. Maybe because he's a cat, he's got 9 lives. Yeah, that's why. 9 lives, 9 kids. The Rams from Boxback.
All the Rams. Look, you can also look presentable without wearing branded clothes, though. You could just wear a normal suit. That's too presentable.
He's just being himself, you know. He's being himself, umjida ukotini, and unalikuthi mangithola nje chance ngiyosika, yabo. And in the sense of being looks guilty or not, all criminals banale nto ukuthi kufuna ba presenteke. Whenever they make an appearance, they need to be clean, because it makes people then tend to believe ukuthi, you know, they are successful individuals. There's a successful criminal or not. Yeah, but it's got that element in which they want to be smooth.
Mm.
Whether he looks guilty or not is not make sure. What I'm sure of is that. I was like, I have a cute nyas. It makes sense why I'm 9. Clearly, they've all been thinking, Shamiana, oh, cute nyana ganjani.
This is the world. Hey, why you wanna let out you got this on my court? Aye, it's gele, very bona. Ngathi phethe izembe phansi kwale ilamba zayo. Okay. Hayi, you can tell yasePitori. Hayi, myeke ubafo. Angimazi uyovela ngani namhlanje. Izolo ubeka ingelosi, beka mhlophe ubafo.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.